DW.
Does this one say Hannah Schmidt, born 1919, died 2011. May she rest in peace.
The first time I became even close to aware of Torten Sontag was years ago when I went to a flea market to find the square that accommodates its weekly chaos and colour empty. I attributed the absence of vendors with their chipped one-offs to some aberration I was too foreign to understand. It wasn't until I'd lived here for a couple more years that I realised the aberration was in fact an annual Protestant event initiated by the Prussian king Frederick William III out of respect for the dead. But what exactly does Tortensonntag entail? I put that question to friends, neighbours and family, people of varied ages and from different parts of Germany. But they all, without exception, said they didn't really know and that it had never been marked in their families. So perhaps the answer is simple. Not that much. It is, in fact, one of Germany's few Stille Tage, or quiet days, when certain activities are not allowed. Most notably, it seems, shopping and dancing. Yes, that's right. From the early hours of the morning until well into the evening, there's a ban on public dancing. Though to what extent it's enforced is up to the relevant local authorities. There's little chance in club-centric Berlin, for example, of a full-on footloose scenario, but the fact that even 200 years after its inception, Sunday of the Dead is still one of only 3 dates deemed worthy of a nationwide ban on spinning, strutting and swinging to music seems to suggest a close relationship between the living and the dead. In fact, even before the day itself comes around, churches and concert halls across the country invariably doff their caps to the occasion by offering performances of Johannes Brahms' A German Requiem. Though composed half a century after Torten Sontag was introduced to the Protestant calendar, it's been regarded as the musical accompaniment for many years. Adding, both through its name and direct approach to the passing of human life, to the sense that Germans deal with death, and by extension their dead, in a calm yet elegant manner.
We are in a situation now that we lost our deceased.
If you ask Susanne Jung, an undertaker in Berlin, little could be further from the truth. She says the country became estranged from death in the aftermath of the two world wars, and that only now does a reconciliation seem possible.
We lost them to the professionals, and taking that back would mean to cope with death in a completely different way. The new generation, maybe around 40, they are asking, why can't we do this ourselves? How come this is so sad and so dull? Can't we change it? Can't we do anything else?
And when these young people ask, she tells them there's plenty they can do, from writing a letter to the deceased, to giving readings at the ceremony, to helping prepare the body for its final resting place.
So we try to step back and say, okay, we're going to do it very natural. We're going to wash and you get used to the body, you get used to the temperature. We call it die letzten Liebesdienste.
Die letzten Liebesdienste translate to the last services of love, which by contrast to a day on which dancing is forbidden for reasons that few seem to acknowledge, sound like something that once performed would be hard to forget. Ever.
This report was brought to you by DW.